Hi guys, thanks for tuning in to Northern Transmissions. This episode features Jordan Gatesmith of the band Howler. We chatted just before the new record America Give Up is coming out, which will be released really soon on Rough Trade Records.
Limited being at this time of year, decaying monies and my father's coof is risky. Now, I need now. The shotgun wedding at 4:45. I shot the husband and I sleep with the bride. John Wayne's red mosquito. I hate no. Come back to me with a bottle of juice. Commit yourself to a steady career and that's it. Forget this. Well, I just wanna change. I wanna spread my knees now. I wanna be good. I wanna be.
And that was a self-titled track off the 2012 upcoming release, America Give Up. We talked a little bit about the origin and inspiration behind the title America Give Up, as well as how much media interest has been involved with the band and the record, including being named one of the top new bands from prestigious publications such as The Guardian, NME, and Under the Radar.
All of 2010, I think the band's motto, or you know, a lot of the members of the band are me and the keyboard player Max. We would just say, tell people to give up a lot. It was just kind of like if someone was trying too hard, you know, it was just like, oh, fuck them, they should just give up. Or you know, even to each other, we would just be like, Max, trying too fucking hard. You just need to give up. So I think it was just kind of our joke that maybe America's trying too hard. You should just give up. So it's like the title is not supposed to be exactly, you know, this huge bold political statement. It's supposed to kind of look like a huge bold political statement, but it's, in the end, it's highly sarcastic and it's supposed to be taken almost as a joke because we think it's hilarious. Yeah, it's really crazy. I mean, I've been in so many bands in the past. I guess I am young. I mean, I'm 19. So, but I've been in like so many bands. I've like, you know, really put like so much work into music, and I think doing the Howler thing, you know, was definitely exciting for all of us. But I mean, we never like sent, you know, demos out to labels. We never really pushed too hard, or thought it was necessary to, like, you know, find like a major label at that time. And it just sort of happened, and everything since then has just been like a giant surprise. So it's definitely been bizarre and unexpected, but cool nonetheless. Yeah.
Okay, enough chit chat here. Let's get into some great rock and roll. Here's the track "Back of Your Neck" from Howler. Enjoying our interview with Jordan from Howler. If you want further information about the band, they are going on a big tour, so you can go to their MySpace or howlertheband.com. If you'd like any further information about the show, Northern Transmissions, www.northerntransmissions.com, or we are on Twitter as well. That's Northern Trans. We also discussed the unique story behind how the band got signed to the prestigious Rough Trade label, and how the experience has been so far.
Yeah, it's so random. He didn't really see us even when he approached signing us yet. We were playing a show in Minneapolis, and there was a Pitchfork writer, or he also worked for Enemy, and at our show, and we had no idea he was there. He didn't talk to us at all, but he liked us. I don't know why he was there, but he liked us, and he took our demo and he sent it to Jeff Travis, because this guy had done an interview with Jeff Travis the previous month on like the 10th anniversary of the Strokes for Pitchfork or something. So Jeff Travis liked it and sent an A&R agent the next week to come to Minneapolis and see a show. And we were alerted about this, and we're like, that's really bizarre. And so that happened, and then they started talking pretty much right after the A&R agent saw us. They started talking contracts or whatever, did the EP deal. And I think 2 months later, Jeff Travis saw us in New York, and right then it was just kind of like, yep, let's go. It's like a lifelong like dream come true. I mean, everyone, you know, wants, so many people want this, kind of what I have right now. Not very many people kind of get it, and I'm very aware of that. So, I was kind of skeptical if I was ever going to be at this point in my life, but I got so early on, and yes, it is amazing to kind of have that opportunity. We're playing Japan in February. They're just going to fly us out. We're going to do 3 shows, and what the fuck? So I don't know. It's cool. Honestly, I've never been out of the U.S. before, and I just get this opportunity to go to these crazy freaking places and play music, so it's not bad. interesting because we get, you know, all sorts of weird comparisons all the time to some things that maybe are accurate and some things that are not. But I kind of listen to, and I think the band collectively kind of listens to, just all sorts of music. It's never really anything in particular. It's just kind of this mesh of things that we were kind of maybe listening to at the time. And so, I mean, there's tons of things I was listening to at that time, but I think maybe some of the things that might stand out kind of on this new record especially would be a lot of like kind of like late 80s, early 90s shoegaze bands. We were listening to a lot of you know, Jesus and Mary Jane, and a lot of My Bloody Valentine, actually. So kind of things like that, I think. And also band kind of 60s, kind of garage bands who are doing the whole Sonics bit and kind of getting into the Monks a bit. Kind of growing up, I was reading kind of punk rock stuff, and I think kind of learning that Minneapolis had its own kind of place in the punk world was really interesting for me to find out. And I really sought out a lot of replacements and a lot of Husker Du. And later in life, yes, Prince. I love Prince.
Who did you work with for a producer on the record?
His name's Chris Heidman. He was kind of in this 90s kind of like band that kind of blew up for a little bit called Suck Patch. They were like a kind of like this tape loop band. And he kind of stepped away from music for a while. I think like the late 90s. And the last like 5 years, he's in Minneapolis. He's just kind of been recording some like a lot of like young talent in Minneapolis, and so I met him kind of through the scene or whatever, and kind of approached him and asked him if he'd work with me. He's really excited to work with. I mean, of course I knew him, so you know it wasn't like awkward or anything, but you know, every day he's very enthusiastic, and you kind of go in there, and he just has all these fucked up things for you to do. He claims that he's the Phil Spector of distortion. So just anything that he can do, like disgusting he could do, which we were all about, just kind of like just making like really noisy kind of buzz, you know, guitar something, you know, really just kind of crazy and almost like buzz sounds. He was always finding new ways to like kind of give us just some like crazy sounds.
Off the top, we heard the song Beach Sluts from Howler, of course, and we talked as well about the band's influences during the recording process, as well as working with producer Chris Heidman. Thank you for listening to Northern Transmissions. I hope you enjoyed the show, our interview with Jordan Gatesmith of Howler. I thank him very much. If you want any information about the band, you can go to howlertheband.com, and they have a MySpace as well. Check Howler. If you'd like some information about Northern Transmissions, northerntransmissions.com, and we are on Twitter, Northern Trans. Thank you very much to the reliable, the pro, the connoisseur, Spencer Carson, for his expertise on the boards. And as always, I'm your host, Charles Brownstein. Let's go out with the track Told You Once. See you later.
That was-